This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music. From 2023 album Songs and Symphoniques, the music of Moondog, that was Jonah's Policewoman, the Ghost Train Orchestra and the Kronos Quartet performing Moondog's All Is Loneliness, the song that opened last week's episode. Moondog's original recording is brief to the point, and to these ears unsatisfactory, I wanted to hear more. And this version does just that. It spends time fleshing out the potential. Kia ora koutou, I'm Andrew Johnstone, and welcome to episode 162 of The Joy of Classical Music, part 7 of New Adventures in Music, a series within a series about the thrill of musical discovery and the joy of listening. These episodes are mostly about new music, and from December last year, the featured work is a modern reimagining of the Cinderella story called Xenia and the Bishop by Serbian-American composer Alessandra Vrbolov. But first, from February 2026, it's a track from Homegrown Melodies, the new album from Carolina-based reed quintet Burnt Reeds. An exploration of the meaning of home, the album is a collection of six new works about the Carolinas region of the United States. Violinist-composer Madison D. Bush is a North Carolina native, and The Drive There and Back is a four-movement work that translates the nuances of a long drive into music. The movements are Split Four Lanes, GPS, But at Night, and Keep Left.
Thank you. Thank you.
Engineer Hayato Sumino first came to international prominence as a semi-finalist in the 2021 International Chopin Piano Competition. His second album, Chopin Orbit, is in many ways a love letter to one of his favourite composers. Alternating the works of Chopin with his own responses, Sumino describes the album as a dialogue across time that wonders how Chopin might have reacted to the world of 2026. It's been a huge success, but not everyone's been on board. Bryce Morrison's review in Great Musicians could be summed up as wonderful pianist, fascinating idea, uneven execution. While Gramophone's Claire Jackson offered a careful, Sumino's creativity won't suit all tastes. I'm going to play three tracks, and you can decide for yourself. Larghetto imagines how Chopin might have responded to modern jazz. Lydian Harp reimagines the Aeolian harp etude through the harmonies of the Lydian mode. And Raindrop Postlude is a continuation of Chopin's Raindrops, and its focus is on the beauty that emerges after a rainstorm. Thank you. And before we get to the main event, I just want to play one more track from Songs and Symphoniques, the music of Moondog. Here's the Ghost Train Orchestra and the Kronos Quartet with a reinterpretation of Coffee Beans, a work that first appeared on Moondog's 1971 album, Moondog 2. Like much of Moondog's music, Coffee Beans is whimsical on the surface but philosophical underneath. And the philosophy? Nothing is too humble to become art. The vocalists are Karen Mantler and Brian Carpenter.
Thank you. coffee beans make the finest coffee of all. It's time to take a coffee break. Dessert of all and silver, the rarest coffee flavor of bean coffee. I make with bottled springs,
make the finest coffee of all. It's time to take a coffee break.
Coffee beans make the finest coffee of all. It's time to take a coffee break. Dessert of all and silver, the rarest coffee flavor of bean coffee. I make with bottled springs,
make the finest coffee of all. It's time to take a coffee break.
Coffee beans make the finest coffee of all. It's time to take a coffee break. Just sit a while and take the rarest coffee flavor of bean coffee. I make with bottled spring. Water is my day.
Sylvian Winds is a New York-based wind quintet, and their 2025 album, Resonant Worlds, is dedicated to the expressive beauty and imagination of the wind quintet, featuring works from four contemporary women composers. Alexandra Vrbolov said of her contribution, "I rewrote the Cinderella archetype because I didn't want children to inherit the idea that happiness arrives through a prince or a fairy godmother. Instead, I wanted a heroine who succeeds through intelligence, curiosity, and her own inner resources." Shy and unconventional, Xenia is overlooked because she is different, but she has a secret passion for chess, and once she starts realizing that passion, she starts to realize herself. Next week, it's A Taste of India, and an hour of music that bridges the musical traditions of the subcontinent and the West. Until then, here's narrator Mary Beth Peel and Sylvian Winds.
Once upon a time, there was a girl whose name was Xenia. She was smart, strong, and had a beautiful, good heart. She was creative and funny, too. She loved nature and people. Her secret passion was to play chess. She learned it from her late mother and grew to be an excellent chess player. In her free time, Xenia made little pieces out of clay, imagining they were her friends. She was especially proud of a clay chess set she made, using her late mother's jewelry to decorate the pieces. Xenia's hunger for knowledge and beauty was huge, yet not satisfied. She was disciplined and curious. She loved math and astronomy, and often played with animals. She lived in a home where she sometimes felt she was not understood. Expected to play the children's games and engage in activities with cousins that she did not enjoy so much. Often, Xenia found excuses to play on her own, which made her seem a bit strange. And then, one day, she learned that there was a masked chess tournament coming up in her town. She really, really, really wanted to go. Was open to everyone, but with two requirements. One, that they come to play incognito. And two, they bring their own unique chess sets. Her cousins wanted to go too, so they started private chess lessons to learn the game and to learn it fast. They disagreed and quarreled on how to decorate the chess sets they got in a store. Xenia, on the other hand, kept quiet about her own original chess set, but often ran into her room to check on it. It was hidden under an armchair. It was a weekend when Xenia packed the chess set and left for the tournament. She put on her blue kitty mask as she entered the tournament hall. Oh, it was filled with the most colorful masks and unusual chess pieces. Xenia moved with her unique, beautiful set through the space, like in a dream. Oh, the figurines seemed alive. There was a sense of magic, of a beautiful order. She played half a dozen games, winning at all the tables. And then there was the last encounter with another finalist, someone wearing a pink bird mask. They drew the queens to determine who was to play first and with which set, and Xenia's set was chosen for the last game. She knew she had to play fast, as she needed to be home by dinner time. The game was fun! She won and was cheered by everyone! Coming to congratulate her, and the trophy was to be presented to the winner. But Xenia needed to run home. She used the moment to quickly pack up her set and sneak out as the MC was calling the finalists to get on the stage. As she ran out, without noticing, she left behind a black bishop from her set. For For days, everyone talked about the mysterious winner in the blue kitty mask. There were funny posters and many social media posts about the unusual clay bishop with a head made of black lava. Who is its owner? Where is the tournament winner hiding? And why? There was a prize to be given. But Xenia was shy. She was so happy that she played so well and with so many good chess players that in itself was a prize for her. Her cousins kept talking about the tournament, about the mysterious winner with a blue kitty mask, and teased Xenia for not participating. Until one day, they saw her clay chess set with a missing piece. They looked up the Black Bishop online, and yes, was Xenia's. Even before the news spread, everyone had already felt a sense of awe toward the mysterious chess master. Xenia's school friends talked about the tournament winner with admiration and curiosity. They marveled at the stranger who played so brilliantly and then disappeared. Xenia enjoyed the excitement, but she believed it was impossible for them to uncover her identity. But they did. The cousins posted a picture of her chess set with the unusual army of jewel-decorated pawns, knights, and rooks, all in order and lined up with one empty tiny square among them. Everyone knew it was where the little black bishop belonged. The organizers of the tournament announced that the owner of the black bishop was found. Congratulations poured in from friends, classmates, cousins, neighbors, and strangers. The golden trophy and the black bishop were now in Xenia's hands. But the greatest prize was that she learned that her biggest strength was in being herself, in pursuing with freedom and passion what she loved and did best.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.